The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The pesky weather, it has not been playing ball for those of us who have been eagerly anticipating warmer, drier conditions. But fear not, owner of the Dublin Cookery School, Jerry Devlin, is here with some vibrant summer dishes to make us feel like it's 25 degrees and sunny. Good morning to
morning,
you.
Morning, Kira. How's it going? And how are you?
I have to say, I have the Metairn app open in front of me. I know it is cloudy out there, but it is promising hazy.
Picking up a little bit.
Sunny spells.
I know we were
developing.
Lighting a fire and eating stews for the last couple of weeks, weren't we? But anyway,
actually,
it's all changing. All changing now.
So it's going to be 20 to 21 degrees this afternoon. So perfect weather to enjoy a little bit of Mexican food. And I have to say, I'm sitting here with a yogurt with granola. Not going to get touched because you have brought in beautiful Mexican food for us too.
And we all have that. We're so busy and it's so hard. We're in our routines at home and then new season. And like produce is amazing this time of year. It's kind of as good as it gets. So there's lots of things that we can kind of experiment with and have a bit of fun with.
Yeah, you can really taste it, I think, in the fruit and veg now, can't you?
Yeah, it's better. Like taste of strawberry and the difference.
Taste you know, the tomato with the minute. Yeah. Irish tomatoes, beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And like we were thinking, like in the school, like we're big into just motivating people to cook. That's our biggest issue. Just get everybody cooking. Whole foods the better for you. Feel better at night, less snacking. Everybody sleeps better. Energies are better, you know. So that's really important to try and get kind of good food into us.
And I think the weekend, actually, for those of us who are busy, and I say those of us, I don't know anybody who's not busy at the moment in their lives. But for me, I have tried now to salvage a Saturday. It doesn't always happen, but I'm thinking, okay, Saturday evening is maybe my opportunity to let the kids watch something and to cook in the kitchen, which actually I really enjoy and I find really cathartic and quite relaxing.
Yeah, really therapeutic. And you enjoy your glass of wine and stir in the risotto, whatever it is. So, I mean, but the big thing that we love to do is like, how do you make it easier? And like, this is one of the prime examples. Obviously, we're a cup. Everybody's excited. I was watching Mexico play the other night. And we were like, well, let's do something with a salsa and let's make it as easy as possible. And like, as you said, tomatoes are really good now. And if you have a little blender, you chop them up, whatever the case, blender, mortar and pestle, whatever you have your hands on, tomatoes, a white onion, some chili, if you can get your hands on it, a little bit of lime juice and a bit of coriander and just zip it, right? And that's like a sauce.
So that's your salsa.
That's your salsa.
Basic.
Yeah, that's your basic. So this is just a riff on it. Good Irish people don't pretend to be Mexican. It's a riff on kind of good, authentic Mexican flavors, right? Get your hands on a couple of chips. That's handy when you're watching it beforehand. They're really nice. They're proper Nino Blanco, they're called. They're really good.
Oh, I know those. That's the white bag.
Yeah, mixmalized corn. It's an Irish company as well. Well worth supporting. Really, really nice. Okay. But like the idea with that salsa is like, how do we transfer it across? Because we did, for example, like a little sausage dish there. That's a sausage salad. So that's a midweek dinner. So they're just like, now, luckily, really nice sausages from the butcher, but can be any sausage, you know?
Okay, so this could potentially be an Irish sausage, your ordinary 100% pork sausage?
Anything, absolutely. We use Keith Grant, the fabulous guy up in Roundwood. He makes his own really good free-range pork. So, there's better sausages out there. That's a nice one.
But that's so what's just, in this?
That's in a pan, right? And you just like fry off that sausage, cut it up a bit, make a nice little different shapes or whatever. And all we did with that was throw in a few little bits there. So there's cherry tomatoes, there's spinach, there's some olives, okay? You can get these little griddled olives sometimes in Asian stores if you get your hands on them. And I threw in some apple. Now, I cheated. I did a bit chefy and I did some caramelized apple in there, right? But that whole creates its own little sauce in there, okay? So you have the sweetness and the acidity from the tomatoes.
How did you caramelize the apple?
Oh, well, that caramelize is sugar in a pan and just a little bit of water. Once that bubbles up, it turns into a caramel color and just throw your apples into it, you know? So you might be doing that part on a Tuesday, but just throw in some chopped up apples in there. So what you're getting there is lots of flavor and lots of goodness. So again, variety in a diet is really important. More colors, eating a rainbow, loads of colors, more different things we can get into our dishes, the better we're going to be. And believe it or not, the kids will devour that. The flavors work.
And it has sausages. And I've yet to meet a child that doesn't like sausage. And actually, sometimes if I do buy them at the weekend, I often find I still have them midweek.
Yeah,
and other than bangers and mash, I don't really know what else to do with them.
And that now, this is a skillet bread. You make a little pita bread or something on the side with that. The salsa works with that. The salsa spooned over that, right? And tossed in the pan. So that's a one pan dish. No washing up.
So what is this exactly?
Okay, so
this is instead of your tortilla chip. This is an alternative for this. You can bulk up a dinner.
Exactly. Well, this is what we love cooking on the pan. So making a fresh bread. it's devoured, right? And that's just a bit of self-raising flour and wholemeal flour and creme fraiche and a bit of buttermilk, but grated potato, right? Throw it all in, mix it all up, bit of salt, bit of sugar, seasonings, and onto the pan. Or just flatten it out, just like nearly like a potato farro. That can be done in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Onto the pan
and try this out for you folks. And that's just the type of good person I am.
And that mops up all the juices from the sausage. So that's like, that's a midweek dinner. So that's cooking from scratch. And like, you should be able to get that done in probably half an hour. And you're only washing up to like one pan and one bowl.
Okay, and that's actually really important. Sometimes when I'm making a dinner, I think, okay, what's going to be the minimum amount of mess that I can make? Because not only do I not have time to make the dinner, I don't have time for the washing up, or I don't have the energy for the washing up afterwards.
Like, and I work in a cookery school, so I know all about washing up is essentially my what I excel at. But these two, like that pot and that bowl, straight into the dishwasher, it's really minimum mess. And that's really what we're trying to push, is like, how do we eat better food quicker and more conveniently? What do you think of it?
Lovely. Really lovely. Yeah. But what I'm really interested in, I have to say, because I absolutely adore fish, but I'm not the biggest tuna fan, but it's one of those things I feel like I should like, want to like. So this is a tuna steak. What have you done here?
Exactly. So I just nipped up to the grocery store last night because I was planning to get a bit of sea bass, but I saw this big chunk of tuna. I said, that looks lovely, I'll grab that. So again, that is just with a little bit of flaky sea salt and onto a pan, and just caramelize those outside bits, right? And that takes, again, 3 or 4 minutes on either side. Just dipped it in sesame seeds. You don't have to do that. And just threw it on a salad. I found some endive. There's preserved lemon. That's a great ingredient for your pantry.
Is slices. That what I'm tasting coming through there?
It's all
taste
that zesty
beautiful
stuff.
Beautiful, but so
and,
fresh.
And a load of mint. So just throw that all together. And again, that tuna should just melt through that. And there's a salsa on top again. So that little salsa that we made on the Sunday night to enjoy with our beer and a few chips, that's coming in handy. So we're able to use up those little leftovers. You know?
Okay. And if that took you half an hour, this is going to take you less than 10 minutes.
It's less than 10 minutes. That is really clever. That's all whole ingredients. It's full of goodness. And again, that skillet bread goes perfectly with it. So you need to fill. If you've got the kids at home, they're all going to be hungry. But I guarantee you, if you get like nice kind of skillet bread coming off the pan and there's a big chunk of kind of tuna, that's more meaty. It's a good fish for kids, because it's kind of like, it has that kind of texture. It's really robust.
Okay, and I know some people will disagree with me, but sometimes I just tell the children that the chicken is fish, or the fish is chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then they're halfway through it and you say, that's actually fish. And they say, oh, right, okay, we love it. Sometimes
quicker,
that works.
Quicker we expose kids. We're in kids' season in the school now. We've got 24 kids cooking there every day for the next 3 months. So we know all about it. So wine take in my house goes up definitely in the evenings to settle the nerves. But it's amazing. You expose kids to eating flavors, the group mentality. They're all of a sudden, you know, I don't like fish, but I had the Thai fish cake and it was great.
Yeah. And you see that all the time, because you get reports back from school that they're eating all sorts of food in school and then you try it at home and it doesn't happen. So let's go to the next dish you got there. Again, a rainbow of
color. And again, and this is again the same thing using the salsa. So that salsa was in the fridge and I braised some chicken thighs, and the chicken thighs are great. They're on the bone. They're inexpensive. And if you crisp up the skin, they are fantastic. So super crispy skin. And then just a couple of spoonfuls of that salsa over it and into the oven for about 25 minutes. So
the same salsa again. Same salsa.
Yeah.
It's the same base ingredient for all of these.
Braised the salsa. Chicken's braised in that. There's a little crispy roast potatoes, proper roast potato. I'm very fussy when it comes to roast potatoes. And that's having the potatoes steamed and in little kind of chunks, cool it down in the fridge when they're nice and cold, super hot oven. Throw them all, now toss them in butter and into the oven and mooch them around there in about 160 for about an hour. So lower for longer, and that crust grows. So you have a real crusty kind of outside and fluffy inside. Again, I tossed the potatoes in that salsa. The chicken's there braised in the salsa. And this is the best way to eat greens at this time. So there's lovely baby spring onions that are out now, tender stem broccoli and some asparagus, all bursting with flavor. Into a wok, dry pan, or if you have a wok, even better. No oil, nothing, super hot heat, and it blisters. So as you toss them around, you're losing nothing. So you're not losing any flavor in that boiling water that we traditionally do. So it's just blistering, intensifying a flavor. Turn off the heat, touch of olive oil, a few chili flakes, and a little bit of flaky salt. And it's fab.
Blistering is
kind of like char.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Am I okay to say?
You get those flavors of char. So it nearly looks burnt. But like,
I wasn't going to call your food burnt, but that is what I was thinking, Jerry, to be honest.
Bringing in burnt food to me. So we do that as a snack in the school. We do that the whole time. We're always trying to get more veg into us because we're surrounded by whatever rich, creamy sauces and things. So at the end of the night, you just want some veg. And that's the quickest, easiest. And you don't lose anything from it.
Beautiful. And finally, there's a really colourful Would you call that a dessert or is that a breakfast or is it a bit of both?
It's everything. It's all day long, isn't it? So these kind of fools are just, you know, when like cream is fab. A little bit of cream now and again. It might be your Saturday treat. But I was going to do gooseberries, but they were a little bit bitter, the ones I picked up. So I saw these beautiful Wexford strawberries. I grabbed those. So macerated some of them. That's just chopping them up a little bit of sugar. In it, I use a pestle and mortar at home. It's a great little gadget to have beside your stove.
Okay, so you don't need to put them on the stove, do you?
No. Totally fresh. Just bash them up.
With just a bit of caster sugar?
A little bit of caster sugar. You don't even need a sugar if they're sweet enough. I made a custard, but you can use, you know, bought custard. That's no bother. Making a custard is lovely. And again, you do something a few times, it's actually not that much hassle. I know it's a Saturday dish. We made a little crumb on top, some whipped cream. That crumb is nice. So that's like, you know, your little bit of holy flour, some seeds and some tahini. And we roasted all that in the oven, a little bit of brown sugar. So you got that kind of nuttiness coming through from the sesame seeds. And then that's just, you build it in a fancy glass or in a big bowl in the middle. That's the way to do it and have everybody kind of jump into it like an Ethan mess. But it's just getting a bit of summer goodness and flavours into us.
Well, Gerry, that was absolutely delightful. And I do feel a little lighter and a little more inclined to celebrate summer with all that beautiful, colourful food in front of us. Thank you, Gerry, so much. And we'll make sure to get all of those recipes online on our social pages if you want to try and cook any of those this evening or indeed for the next Mexico match. Gerry Devlin, owner of the Dublin Cookery School, thanks so much for coming
more
in.
You're welcome.
And for feeding me my breakfast.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.